Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah to take oath as Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir this morning. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Islamabad today. President Drauvdi Murmu to hold bilateral talks with her Mauritanian counterpart Mohammed Ould Ghazouani. MLAs representing various Manipur communities resolve for peace in the state following meeting in New Delhi. IMD predicts extremely heavy rainfall over South Peninsula and western regions of the country over next 2 days. In cricket, first test between India and New Zealand to begin at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies enter semi-finals by defeating England by 6 wickets in Dubai. And now the news in detail. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah will take oath as the Chief Minister of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir today. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha will administer the oath to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Centre in Srinagar at 11:30 a.m. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and K.C. Venugopal, Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav and other leaders of INDIA bloc are expected to attend the oath ceremony. Our correspondent reports, Umar Abdullah's swearing-in comes after his party secured 42 out of 90 assembly seats in the recently held elections.
Stage is all set for Umar Abdullah to take oath as the first Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir after the abrogation of Article 370 and 35A in 2019. Mr. Abdullah, along with his Council of Ministers, will take the oath of office administered by Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha at 11:30 this morning at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Centre in Srinagar. Abdullah's return to the Chief Ministerial role for his second term has sparked considerable excitement among the public, marking a pivotal moment for the region. Meanwhile, elaborate security measures have been put in place around the venue to ensure a safe and smooth event. This is Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
The Central Election Committee meeting of the BJP was held at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday to finalize the names of the candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior party leaders were present in the meeting. Meanwhile, the Election Commission of India has announced the schedule for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly elections. Maharashtra will go to polls in a single phase on the 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, polling will be conducted in two phases on the 13th and 20th of next month. The counting of votes in the two states will take place on the 23rd of next month. Political activities in Jharkhand have intensified after the announcement of dates of assembly elections yesterday. We have more from our Jharkhand correspondent.
Both NDA and India Alliance are busy in finalizing the list of candidates. They are involved in hectic parleys with their allies to decide seat-sharing formula. BJP's Jharkhand election co-inger Himanta Biswa Sarma has said this time BJP will contest elections with AJSU party, Janata Dal United and Chirag Paswan-led LJP. On the other hand, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will contest elections with Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal and CPI-ML. JMM has authorized party president Shibu Soren and executive president Hemant Soren for seat-sharing formula among its allies and list of contesting candidates. Meanwhile, Congress has appointed 3 observers in the state for assembly elections. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, Vishnu Piers, Akashwani News.
In run-up to the assembly polls, the Congress party has appointed division-wise senior observers for the upcoming Maharashtra assembly elections. Former Congress Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot will be in charge of Mumbai and Konkan division, while 2 other former chief ministers, Mr. Bhupesh Baghel and Mr. Charanjit Singh Channi, will oversee the Vidarbha region. While Sachin Pilot will be in charge of Marathwada, Mr. T.S. Singhdeo has been asked to take charge of Western Maharashtra and Dr. Sayed Nasir Hussain will oversee North Maharashtra. On the other hand, Maharashtra's Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has expressed hope that the people will vote for developmental politics in the upcoming polls. NCP Chief Ajit Pawar, too, hoped that voters will judge the ruling alliance by its performance, stating that NCP is dedicated to ensuring everyone's welfare and uplifting the poor. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend the 23rd meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, Council of Heads of Government in Islamabad today. He reached the Pakistan capital yesterday on a two-day visit to the neighboring country. The SCO meeting is being held under Pakistan's chairmanship, and Dr. Jaishankar will represent India at the event. India remains actively engaged in the SCO format, participating in various mechanisms and initiatives within the organization. The SCO Council of Heads meeting is held annually and focuses on the organization's trade and economic agenda. Dr. Jaishankar had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and ruled out the possibility for bilateral talks. This is the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighboring nation in 9 years. President Draupadi Murmu will leave for Mauritania today on the second leg of her visit after concluding her three-day tour to Algeria. President Murmu had held various bilateral meetings with Algerian leadership and delegations, giving a major booster to Indo-Algeria relationship. Our correspondent covering the president's visit reports that the president is scheduled to have multiple events in a day-long visit to Mauritania.
Secretary, Ministry of External Affairs, Arun Kumar Chatterjee, addressing the media on the President's visit to Algeria, said that this has been a very historic visit and is sure to give impetus to the political, economic and cultural relations between the country. Mr. Arun Kumar further said that India will support the matter of Algeria's membership in BRICS as and when the matter is brought in the summit. On the second leg of the visit, President is scheduled to have multiple events in a day's visit in Mauritania today. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with President of Islamic Republic of Mauritania, Mohammed Oud Ghazouani, and other leaders, and also interact with Indian diaspora. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Algiers.
On the third leg of her visit, the president will be reaching Malawi tomorrow. The visit to these nations are aimed at strengthening and expanding India's ties with countries in Africa. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman will embark on a two-nation visit to Mexico and USA today. During the first leg of her visit to Mexico from the 17th to the 20th of this month, Ms. Sitharaman will chair the Tech Leaders Roundtable in the city of Guadalajara, the Silicon Valley of Mexico. Ms. Sitharaman will also hold a bilateral meeting with Minister of Finance and Public Credit of Mexico, Rogelio Ramirez de Liao. She will also hold discussions with members of the Mexican Parliament to strengthen parliamentary cooperation and foster economic development. Industry leaders have lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for Digital India at the 8th India Mobile Congress during the International Telecommunication Union World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly 2024 in New Delhi. The telecom industry leaders also appreciated the government's support towards reforms, innovation and collaboration. Chairman of Aditya Birla Group, Kumar Mangalam Birla, highlighted the introduction of several reforms over the years to drive India towards an even more connected, empowered and inclusive digital nation.
At the heart of this progress, as we know, lies the steadfast progress support of our government. Our government has consistently recognized the importance of digital connectivity and has introduced several reforms over the years to drive us towards an even more connected, empowered and inclusive digital nation.
Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the 8th edition of India Mobile Congress yesterday at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and News on AIR app. A group of elected members of Manipur Assembly representing Kuki Johamar, Meitei and Naga communities met in New Delhi yesterday to discuss the current scenario in the state. The Union Home Ministry said in a statement that the meeting unanimously resolved to appeal to the people belonging to all communities in the state to shun the path of violence so that no more lives of innocent citizens are lost. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the Indian Navy's very low-frequency radar station at Vikarabad yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said very low-frequency station is being built with a vision of securing country's maritime interests and exuded confidence that it will prove to be a boon to the armed forces. Built at a cost of 3,200 crore rupees, the facility is spread across 2,900 acres. The Joint Parliamentary Committee held a discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was chaired by Lok Sabha MP Jagdambika Pal. The committee took oral evidence from representatives of the Ministry of Minority Affairs regarding the bill, which is intended to overcome the shortcomings and enhance the efficiency of the administration and management of Waqf properties. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over South Peninsula and West regions of the country during next 2 days. IMD has also predicted extremely heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal today and in Rayalaseema, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam tomorrow. The weather agency said that heavy rainfall is also very likely in Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. In Tamil Nadu, the Regional Meteorological Department has said a well-marked low-pressure area in Bay of Bengal, centered at around 490 kilometers near Chennai, is likely to cross North Tamil Nadu and South Andhra Pradesh coasts between Puducherry and Nellore tomorrow morning. Under its influence, widespread rainfall with isolated heavy to very heavy rain is expected over the next 24 hours. Educational institutions will remain closed in districts with forecast of heavy rain today. On to sports. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup cricket, West Indies have advanced to the semi-finals, defeating England by 6 wickets in Dubai last night. Choosing to field first, the Caribbean women restricted England at 141 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs in Group B fixture. West Indies overhauled the target with 12 balls to spare. Openers Kiana Joseph and Hayley Matthews scored impressive half centuries. Australia and New Zealand have advanced to the semi-finals from Group A, while South Africa booked their semi-final berth from Group B along with West Indies. In cricket, the first men of the three-match series between India and New Zealand will be played in Bengaluru from today. India will also be aiming for the 19th consecutive series win at home since the 2012-13 season. Rohit Sharma will lead the Indian side, while wicketkeeper batter Tom Latham will captain the Kiwis. The second test will be played from the 24th to the 28th of October in Pune. The third and final test will take place from 1st to 5th of November in Mumbai. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have covered the information on the announcement of polls in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Hindustan Times writes, November 23rd, decision day for Maharashtra-Jharkhand assembly elections. Priyanka Gandhi to make election debut from Wayanad in the by-polls, says the statesman. State-owned BEML will manufacture the country's first indigenous high-speed bullet train to be rolled out in next 2 years, reports the Times of India. After gold, silver and platinum dates from UAE under lens, states the Economic Times, after a possibility of dry fruit from third countries being imported by misusing the India-UAE pact. UP bringing in ordinances to make spitting in food an offence without bail, writes the Indian Express. And finally, National Capital Region's second airport almost ready for operations, reports the Pioneer, about the Noida International Airport representing a crucial milestone to start commercial operations by April 2025. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. National Conference leader Umar Abdullah to take oath as Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir this morning. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to attend Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Islamabad today. President Draupadi Murmu to hold bilateral talks with her Mauritanian counterpart Mohammed Ould Ghazouani. MLAs representing various Manipur communities resolve for peace in the state following meeting in New Delhi. IMD predicts extremely heavy rainfall over South Peninsula and western regions of the country over next 2 days. In cricket, first test between India and New Zealand to begin at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today, and in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies enters semi-finals by defeating England by 6 wickets in Dubai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.